Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, darlings all. Welcome to this Monkey Kingdom and Acast production of Tom Reed Wilson Has Words With. My fellow word charterer today is the ex-Welsh rugby captain and campaigner against homophobia in sport and for HIV awareness, Gareth Thomas. You know, homophobia irritates me on two levels, naturally as a phenomenon, but also as a word, because etymologically it just means fear of sameness. The homos is the Greek root meaning the same, which gives us homophone, two words that sound the same but are spelt differently, like wine cellar and flower cellar, for example. And phobos, irrational fear. So the word always conjures to me this irrational fear of getting stuck in a rut, of having Weetabix for breakfast every day or some such thing. You have to know that in the word's contraction, the sex went missing for it to make any sense at all. Speaking of words, I have authored an intimate portrait of my guest, who is also my great chum. We met on Celebrity Best Home Cook and had an instant affinity. I wanted to perpetually orbit him as the earth orbits the sun and feed off his bright, bright rays. After the show, we stayed in touch and even strutted merrily down Old Compton Street together, two immensely garrulous boys. Here is a distillation of how I feel about him in rhyme. Broad-shouldered and 6 feet two and a bit, there's a heck of a lot to be loved. He may have completed an Iron Man, but his iron fists are velvet-gloved. He's almost a real-life BFG, as kindly as he is vast. And so, when we met, in an instant I knew our friendship would surely last. From captaining Wales to lobbying MPs, it's all done with copious vim. And that's so compelling that everyone finds they sit up and listen to him. Happily, it's my turn for ears to be pricked. So with stonking thank yous from us, my lyrical fanfare must draw to a close as we welcome the great Gareth Thomas.
Do you know what? Can I have that read out every time I walk into a room, please?
Well, darling, it's richly deserved, because that's what you do to people. You make them float.
Oh, I feel so blessed of you. That was amazing. I actually had goosebumps listening to you.
Darling, as you know, this podcast is all about words. And of course, words extends to names. Now, I know you as my beloved Gareth, but half the world knows you as Alfie. So I have to ask you, what's it all about, Alfie? Why Alfie?
In Wales, okay, and especially within rugby circles, which my whole life was evolved around.
Yes.
Nicknames become like a real term of endearment, really. And also, it's kind of a sense of knowledge that you know somebody more in depth than kind of the official name. So for me, I remember as a child growing up, and every Sunday we played rugby. As a kid growing up, I had long, long hair. And I remember walking into the changing rooms one day and I'm that old that people might not even remember this, but on a Saturday evening, there used to be a program called Alf, and it was
Oh.
about an American sitcom character, and Alf was an abbreviation for alien life form, which isn't yeah, which isn't too complimentary of my looks. At the time, I remember I walked into the changing rooms, and because I had long hair, and I got kind of I got a rather like large nose, and my ears are rather large, which I'm totally okay with. And as I walked in the changing rooms, one of the boys said to me, "Oh, you look like that character on television last night, Alf." And how it stuck is because to this day I remember what I said next, and that was how it stuck because I then said, "Please don't call me that. I don't like that nickname."
Which
With
is
all
like a red rag to a bull.
and in a room of rugby boys as well, straight away that stuck. And
No.
everybody, literally everybody, called me Alf. Like through my rugby career, it was either Alfie, or it was Alfie Thomas, or it was Gareth Alfie Thomas. I'm sure a lot of people actually think that I have
It's
a
your
middle
name.
name.
But it's not your only nickname. If I say the words golden bollocks,
Oh, you have been doing your research, babes.
what does that mean to you?
Golden Bollocks is my nickname given to me by my brothers. I have two brothers, but if you
Yes.
walked into my parents' house, you wouldn't even know my two brothers existed because there's no reference to them. There's no photos of them. Might be in the background of one of the pictures of me.
Photo
So
bombing, that's
yeah,
it.
pretty much.
Now, darling, I have taken you to bed every night for the past week. And I'm not being naughty. I'm not talking about breaking lockdown rules or even marital rules. I am talking, of course, about your beautiful new memoir, Stronger, that I've been sitting up poring over. And this is, as I say, all about words, and that is teeming with the most beautiful words. But my favorite of all were the words about your lovely spouse, Stephen. You say he has a personality that envelops rather than pushes people away. If I ever want to just be, I just sit down with Stephen and feel all my worries melt away. Tell me about him, darling.
Because it was really difficult to write about him because
Yes.
when you talk this podcast is all about words, sometimes words are very difficult when you're talking about emotion. Stephen, just being Stephen, just existing, just breathing, just his presence, just his kind nature, the energy he gives off
Yes.
is enough for me to feel like everything is going to be okay. Like my life is going to be okay. And he said to me once, we're blessed that we have a lovely life. We both work very hard. And he said to me once, and it was just kind of like, oh my gosh, that's probably all I want in a person. He said, you know what? He said, if we lose everything tomorrow and we have to live in a cardboard box, I'd be happy living in a cardboard box with you. And it was just, because I don't know, sometimes I felt in my life that I've been kind of a target for people to want to be around because of what I think I can give them.
Yes.
And I just feel that Steve, what he gives me and what I give him is priceless.
Yes. You say in your book, people often ask me, what's your greatest achievement? And I always reply that it's being born Welsh. But more than that, I was lucky enough to be born in Bridgend. And within that, I was lucky enough to be born in that street. Well, can you put me in your pocket right now and take me back to that street?
It was a street of togetherness. When it was in the days when if you had a street party, you were able to put tables and chairs out on the road and sit there with your friends. And
Ah.
I just and my mum and dad's and everybody's parents and everybody's mum and dad was auntie or uncle. Through respect, my nana, my granddad lived in the house directly opposite us, literally like
Oh
10 second walk
my.
out the gate.
Now, that street was in San, is that right?
Yes.
Now, San, the word, I know, means paving, and it made me wonder whether really the whole of San was built and situated around that paved street.
Oh, my word. Jeez, Bush, you're teaching me. This is fantastic. Oh, my word. You know, as kids growing up, people would want to say they're Sarnies. I'm like, you're not a Sarni. You don't live close enough to be a Sarni, so you can't be one of us.
No.
And that's kind of how we were. There wasn't a geographical line. If we could say that you live outside here, so you're not a Sarni, or you live in here because you are a Sarni. It's what you contributed and what you gave to the community that people felt they'd welcome you in. And you'd be a part of that, therefore you'd become a Sarni.
Oh my. We've had a couple of Welsh guests before, darling. We had lovely Charlotte Church and Sian Gibson as well. And
wow.
I adore Sian Gibson. And she was talking about that sense of community in Wales. And she said that it's so strong that actually most people are identified by their role or their profession within the community. So I think the one that tickled me most was she said that the undertaker was known as Ed the Dead.
Yes.
I know that your dad, Barry, was the postman. Was he Barry the Post? Was that how he was known?
Baz the Post.
Was
Baz
he?
The Post. Yeah. Again, that is so Welsh. Like, it is. Like, I got a friend who runs a pub, Jen, and she'd be like, oh, you know, Jen the Bar. Because she was Jen the Bar. Jen the Bar. Oh, and I'd be like, you could be talking to them and saying, oh, and I was talking to Jen. They're like, who's Jen? I'm like, you know, Jen. It's like, no, I haven't got a clue who Jen is.
I love that it's always the inanimate object too. It's like, it's not like Baz the Postman or Jen the Pint Puller. It's like, it's the mail, or it's the dead body, or it's the bar.
Yeah.
In my imagination right now, we are sitting in the Devil's Armchair, and I think it's a very good spot for you to play translator for me. Would you mind?
Okay. Oh, I'd love to.
All right. Well, the first word was the word that you said to me when I knew I had become your chum.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
But, B-U-double-T, the American spelling of bottom, but you weren't calling me your American bottom, were you?
No, I definitely wasn't calling you my American bottom, love. I use but for literally everyone, like literally everyone. One, because I just do because it's very natural to me, but also I'm really crap with names. So it's a really good way of, if you call everyone but, then you kind of need to know everybody's name. She's a great.
Oh, well, I saw you do it to a little lamb on your Insta stories yesterday.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, everyone is my pet. And Boyo the dog, when I'm out calling Boyo, I'm like, Boyo, pet, come on. Boyo, pet, get over here. And the translation, for me, and as far as I know, the translation of pet, it come from a terminology that they used on the mines. So everybody had a patty. And also what they would do, they work in such close environments, they were literally like back to back, so bum to bum.
Divine. And
yeah, indeed. If you've got a good buddy with you. Again, it's a term of endearment or friendship, kind of somebody's looking out for you.
Yeah, it's almost like bosom buddy, isn't it? It's that,
yeah.
It's using the body to really explain that proximity and how closely you're flanking.
I go into life very much liking people from the off, and you know, wanting to make every effort to have good relationships with people from the off. Sometimes that doesn't work and it fails, but that's fine. So my kind of opening line is when I'm telling people, but to me personally, is whether they understand it or not, it doesn't really matter. But for me personally, it's like saying, you know what, I've come into this, you are my butt, you have to do something to kind of prove me to be wrong.
Yes.
Or hopefully we have a good relationship and I'm proved to be right.
Well, I think that outlook is positively lush. Which is a clunky segue, but it is the only word that I think you use more than but. And to me, lushness really means kind of richness or something very plentiful, but it doesn't mean that to you, does it, darling?
No, lush to me is I'd say it's a version of something that's better than nice.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I think just when you say lush, it's kind of one of them terms where you just want to envelop whatever it is.
Yes.
Lush. You either want to eat it. You want to hug it. It's that notch above being nice. It's like another
almost another edible level. You just want to ingest it.
Yes. I suppose it's my translation of it, and I'm hoping that they would get it. But I want them to realize, you know what? That's better than nice. You know, so saying nice sometimes, yeah. Saying, "Oh, that's good," is not enough.
It's penetrated Gareth's upper echelons.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt.
Now, darling, there were some non-Welshisms that I thought warranted a bit of translation, or at the very least, explanation in your autobiography. The first of which is brains in trifle.
do you mean like the initiation thing?
Oh God, yes.
Oh God, love. I tell you what, do you know what I would love so much to just like let you watch a sample of an initiation because
oh, it was the one about the rat infested pool.
Honestly, the stuff we used to do, and again, you feel really, really bad that we did this, because as time has moved on, you realize kind of how wrong it was. But when you come from this kind of rugby fraternity,
yes,
right, you realize that the worse an initiation was, the more you were accepted. The more people would realize that you would do literally anything to be a part of this group. So
yes.
I remember that one time when we were in the hotel and the pool had been closed because said there was rats floating on the top of the pool.
It was
green, pink in it. And we were in France, and you know that the French can pretty much kind of sell things that you wouldn't even dream of buying in groceries or beer. And someone had gone out and bought like a sheep's brain in a trifle, in a little trifle dish. And they left at them either side of the pool, and they were diving into the pool, swimming, like in waters that I couldn't even describe to you. Getting out the other end, having to eat what was in the trifle dishes, getting back in. It was literally, literally horrific. But it kind of it
allowed you earned your stripes that way.
It was your passage.
Yes, yes. I'm glad your book.
Yeah,
your book. Yes,
your book. You gotta learn to like a little.
Boch. Oh, it's a bit like the. It's almost Germanic, isn't it?
Well, the Welsh language is apparently. I don't speak German, so I wouldn't have a clue. But apparently, the Welsh language is very similar to German.
Yes.
Apparently, in certain ways.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of those classical roots. There's a lot of Latin in the Gaelic as well.
So on the Welsh badge, there's two words on it. It says "Ich dien," and that means I serve.
Ah.
And I'm not sure if "Ich dien" or it's got a kind of I don't know if "Ich dien" is Germany and the Welsh phrase is felt differently but said the same or not. I'm not sure, but I think that that's something.
There's
that
a lot. Of, you're right. There's a lot of crossover. The cake crossover is there as well, isn't there, with Kuchen or Kuka is cake, I think, isn't it?
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's German as well, isn't it?
Yes, because that's...
Oh, really?
That's kitchen, I think, or cooking is Kuka.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Look at you.
Finally, darling, finally, talking of Welsh language, I want to talk about your very favourite, the Welsh national anthem, Land of My Fathers. Now, I've picked a bit that, to me, sounds the most like the Rhondda Valley. Old mountainous Wales, the poet's paradise, every valley, every cliff, to my eyes is beautiful. Darling, would you translate that for me? Or, better yet, could you sing and translate that for me?
Oh my gosh, you want me to sing the last anthem? Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay, no worries, okay. Am I going to sing? I'll sing it as it is, yeah?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah, right, yes, okay. In the original. Okay. Yes, please.
Okay. All right, I'm not really good singer, though. I'll just put it out there, right? If I start, can I just say one thing with the national anthem as well? I have to put this out there.
Yes.
With the Welsh national anthem as well, if you start too high, then you're buggered.
You know where to get.
Because there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. So if I start too high and I have to come back down, now that I'm like wondering about my acoustics here, right?
Pick a key, any key.
My hen ladden had iron, an oily bee, glad by the cantorion and wog yon free. I grew all revel with glad God with drama, dross rathed cause la sant. I cried, glad, glad, plight your loy, beam glad, tramor and veer, here be hope by, robber than it, head yai, bar I.
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh, darling. That is
my God.
Your 11 o'clock number. Oh, how I wish you could take a curtain call for that. Oh,
no, generally, now, was that sound really bad?
No, your voice is really resonant, really baritonous and resonant. It was lovely. It oscillated right through me.
Oh, right. Okay. I just don't feel like I'm very... It used to be the worst thing, right? When you're singing the national anthem.
Yes.
And the camera is like right in front of your face and they're just panning up and down the line.
Yes, up your nose. And, yeah.
Yeah, and you just think, oh my God, I better sound absolutely terrible now on this. Like, because sometimes what they used to do, there was this trend. So, like, I don't know, they'd have maybe. Bryn Terfel would come and sing the national anthem on the microphone.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, please.
Catherine Jenkins would come, or both of them would come, and they'd stand there and they would blast it out. And then you kind of wouldn't really need to sing because they were on a microphone, like the tannoys were blasting out everywhere. So it didn't really matter. But then they realized that the passion comes from being able to hear yourself sing.
Well, you've proved your laryngeal prowess here. That absolutely was galvanizing. I want to go and get in a scrum now.
I love singing it.
Oh, darling, that was heaven. And you have been a little tranche of heaven today. You've buoyed me so.
I love him.
Hugh, I love you too. And enormous love to Stephen and to Anna and to Boyo and to everybody. Everybody.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, my darling.
And lots of love. Before we say farewell, I have a little bonus word inspired by Gareth. During lockdown, more people have purchased pets than at any other time in history. Gareth's best chum is his beloved dog, Boyo. He is a true canophilist, from the Latin canis, meaning dog, which gives us canine, and the Greek philos, meaning love, that gives us, well, logophile, lover of words. Incidentally, I am a canophilist, but a sort of a failed one. I can't have dogs because I release a pheromone which makes them attach themselves to me, and jolly quickly. I mean, once it happened to me in Cambridge Circus, just waiting for the green man to come on. So, to all my fellow logophiles out there, farewell. If you'd like to hear another Welsh guest, then we have wonderful Sian Gibson, and of course, Charlotte Church, who even sang to us in Welsh. This has been a Monkey Kingdom and Acast production. Until next time, oodles of love.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.